cut the brain and made it flowering. He cut the special and took it, and he said,
so he could he get a hold of that one? Did he get that one from Ron? He said this morning. What I said this morning.
Oh, that'd be fascinating. That sounds good.
Mrs. Nixon, please.
territory is, but she isn't.
No, that's all she can tell him what is needed. It's a disgrace that you should do so much better with no preparation. if they are serious, let them make it to us and we'll treat them decently. But if they try to come bring public pressure on us, the only result will be that we will accelerate what we are doing, because it will foreshorten the time we have available. We will not hold still for these alarming tactics. He said, what if they want to do both? I said, they can't do both. The president, we have... Yeah, but I think we have a chance now. We really have a chance.
Jerry was asked about it this morning and said, I want to have a fire extinguisher.
Right.
But the point is,
no,
we won't support that. We don't have to.
Perfect.
What?
President Nixon took the opportunity of the biological warfare training tactic ceremony to chastise the Soviet Union for its role in the Vietnam War. The Soviet ambassador sitting nearby, Nixon said that the Rose Nation nations had a particular responsibility not to encourage other nations to use force. Nixon did not specifically mention the Vietnam War, but it was clear that he was criticizing Moscow's support in the current war. Another thing we're doing now, Mr. President, is with your approval, we're beginning to follow, not harass, every Soviet ship that approaches Hanoi. We'll just fly over it and occasionally send a destroyer after it, as if we were practicing interceptions. But we won't come close. I mean, they can't object to it. And we're loading mines again.
Because of this thing that they are, because we should.
started a major crisis with us. Their Berlin treaties are down the drain.
He knows that.
That's right. So they did it. The Berlin
treaties. The Berlin treaties.
Two phone calls, and I'll ruin them. Let Ken Rush and I between us could ruin those treaties in one afternoon. Oh yeah. So they just are in a hell of a spot. And
would you incidentally have your people prepare a little reading paper for Mrs. Nixon for her meeting with Jeff Freeman? Or maybe you could talk to her about that sort of thing?
No, I think she should have a sense of what the game is.
Yeah. Would you mind going and say a little game? Or
maybe I'll drop over.